Hey, Steve, sorry. Something happened with my phone line.
That's okay.
Okay, so you said you have about $300K in open invoices you're waiting to get paid on?
Yes, that's within, okay. within the last 60 days, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. And do you know when you might, you know, get those back? Or how long does it usually get you to get paid?
30 days. Our customers have 30 days to pay.
Okay. And would that be like the end of this month, basically?
Half of it, I'm sure. We do about uh-huh. $150,000 a month.
Okay.
In labor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, so we're seeing if this is the only thing, we just looking to purchase some trailers, cut mm-hmm. out the hotel cost. Just took a loan for $25,000 from my Snap-on dealer to purchase new tooling for the guys.
Okay.
Stuff like that. Nothing major.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the $130,000 for taxes. So
mm-hmm.
We'd look at about spending about $200,000, leave $300,000 sitting in the bank as reserves.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, some people don't like that. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
But, and especially, you know, when you ask for a decent interest rate, I mean, I don't have any defaults. Mm-hmm. I don't have any bad credit. I don't have any problems.
That's good.
As far as the business goes. So,
that's good.
It stands on its own. We purchase our company equipment through mm-hmm. the company. I don't have to, you know, so we're, yeah, that's where we're interested in.
Okay.
I know we've sat down and talked about it, but not a lot of programs are capable of pulling up $500,000 and a mm-hmm. decent interest rate with a monthly payment, because I don't do daily payments because I just mm-hmm. pay off.
Okay. How's your credit like?
Whose credit?
Your credit. Are you the 100% owner over there?
No. There's three of us.
Oh, okay. Who has the best credit?
I wouldn't know who has the best credit. Why?
Oh, just wondering, because what we can do is, if you want, you know, good interest rate and, you know, monthly term, things like that, what I can do is I can try to just put it on whoever has the best credit, and obviously the whoever has the best, better the credit, the better the terms, basically, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So
is this under a company? Because
so
I like to purchase my own stuff. You know, I don't mm-hmm. I don't like to take a $500,000 loan for the company, and then I can't do anything with my own life.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what we do is we check your personal credit, but we don't put the loan on your personal credit report. We put it on the business, so it's not going to affect your like debt to income ratio. So it's not going to affect you like getting other loans for your personal use, like mortgages
right.
or whatever.
You know, I just bought a trailer and a car. You know, I got a life too. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the good thing is it's going to be put on the business credit, but we just have to check it just to make sure you guys have a good history, basically. Mm-hmm. But the loan itself is going to be on the business itself.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. My credit's 720.
That's pretty good.
That was like when I bought my house a couple of months ago. So
nice.
Yeah.
How's the Moreno Valley right now?
I don't live in Moreno Valley.
Oh, you don't? But
no,
the company is, right?
Company, actually, the company's moving. Moreno Valley's, we're a mobile company, so we just established a shop over in, it's called Oak Hills. It's a county. I don't know if you're familiar with California.
I'm in San Diego. I actually went to UCR,
you
was wondering.
You know, when
you
go to Vegas?
Yeah.
You get all the way up to 15, all through that crap. You come to the top of the hill, then you just start driving to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And pass on, like, Ontario and all that, Fontana. Mm-hmm. And you keep going to the 15, and then...
okay.
So, like, Victorville, Hesperia area.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, let's look. Oh, okay. This should be really hot right now, right?
I don't know. I'm inside the house.
Oh. That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I went to UCR, so I thought, you know, Moreno Valley, so that's why.
Yeah, no, yeah, we just used actually that's my parents' address, because we
mm-hmm.
were in the process of buying a house, so we had everything under my
mm-hmm.
parents' address, so while I was doing this process,
bought
the house, put everything into the Phelan P.O. box, so everything's done that
mm-hmm.
way, but we still have to change the, what's that called?
Billing address?
Yeah, well, mailing address for the corporation paperwork.
Oh, I see. Okay. And then are the other two owners like a friend or something, or investors?
My wife and my brother.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, never mind then. Okay, so you have 720. Do you, it sounds pretty good actually. Do you think your other the other two owner have better than that?
No.
No,
No, I think
then yeah,
my
you
brother's
probably
in the
have
middle
better.
of buying a house. He's right around 700, and then my wife obviously is less than I am.
I see, I see. Okay. So the tractor and like the other tool, the Snap-on tools that you recently bought, were they through you too?
No, they went to the company. They ran my credit, obviously, but they
Oh.
went to the company, and I haven't even signed on it yet. That's nothing that's
Mm.
completed, but
Kind of in
they're
the
doing the
process.
paperwork. Yeah, they did the paperwork. They said they'd give me a call next day or two to go ahead and do that. That's just a, I don't know, it's Snap-on Tools. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but
Yeah, I know what that is.
yeah, it's 500 something bucks a month over, 5 years or whatever, and it's done. So they're pretty good. I like them, but that's all
Yeah.
stocker trucks.
Yeah, I have a couple customers like the auto industry.
Right.
So they kind of just put ours on top of that one or pay it off or something like that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, which we'd probably use the money to, but that's up to there's three owners, so everyone needs to sit down and make the best
Right.
decisions for whatever it is. But I do know for sure
Exactly.
that it'd be two trailers because I own a trailer, a fifth wheel, and I pull it across country to go to work.
Okay.
And we save on the average about $2,000 a month by not using hotels for a month at a time. So per truck, and you figure you got two, three trucks out at a time. So
Do you guys have like a like those like sleeper trucks too or no?
No. We're just Class C, three-quarter ton pickups, half-ton pickups.
Oh,
So
okay.
our work is real minimal. We don't have a whole lot of work. It's not. It's technical. It's not heavy work.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it sounds like the revenue is pretty good though, even though you said you don't do much.
No, I don't have a problem with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys charge a lot for your service?
110 an hour plus travel. So
That is
yeah.
pretty good price.
There's only 1,200 certified inspectors in the nation. We got four from here, so yeah, someone's got to pay the bill.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, what we do here is, you can tell me if it's something that you are interested in. What we do is it's kind of like the term or the loan that you kind of saw before, which is like the working capital. But it sounds like you had a really bad experience before, but what I can tell you is we're one of the few banks that actually does working capital and equipment financing. So we actually borrow money at a cheaper rate. So what we can give you would be better than what you had before, and it would actually help if you
Can you give
had
me an example on what 500,000 would be? Terms, ballpark.
five
Holding
hundred
rate.
thousand?
500,000? Yeah.
Sure. Let's take a look at this. So I can give you like the lowest would be, and then like what the highest would be, I guess.
Sure, yeah, why not?
And let's see here. Okay. So our lowest rate factor is 10 cents on a dollar. So it would be a 5.50 payback.
550,000 over how long?
We have terms up to 3 years.
3 years. So let's break that down at best case. 3 years over 550,000 over 36 payments. Hey, do me 550,000 divided by 36 payments.
Looking about 15 in the month.
Yeah, you did right. Okay.
Yeah, it's about 15 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah,
And
so that would be like the
worst
best
case
case
scenario? I don't
scenario.
want to use worst case, but let's say worst case scenario.
Okay, so worst case, let's see. Okay, let's see.
Is he charging drive time? Aaron? From his house to Moreno Valley, or is he starting drive time when he gets there from the job?
Oops.
Did he start working at 3?
Oh, shoot.
Just because you get there fucking
Keep
3 hours
pressing the
early doesn't
wrong
mean you work.
number.
That ain't my problem. I'm sorry.
Okay, so worst case scenario, we have 45 cents on a dollar, and that's like for the really bad credit and other things don't line up. And that's the most expensive we have at our bank.
And that would be what on a payback?
That would be really expensive. It's $725, and that would be divided by 36. You're looking at about $20 a month.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not too bad. It's only $5 difference.
Yeah. So yeah, excessive.
But
okay, and these are monthly payments, or these?
We have all three options: daily, weekly, and monthly. And
yeah,
you know, with the better credit and everything like that, you have a higher chance of getting a monthly.
And what do we call a higher credit?
Sorry, what was that?
Company credit into consideration?
Mm-hmm, yeah, so we look at a couple different factors. We look at your personal and whoever has the best out of the three owners. And then we look at the business credit, and then we look at time in business, industry, bank statements, all those things into consideration.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do me a favor, email me some information. I'll pass this along to the other owner. She's out until Monday next week.
Okay.
And she's the one that handles all the financing and everything. I don't really deal with it. I just happen to be here today.
Oh, okay, okay. Sounds good. What's your email?
I do all the work.
Oh, okay.
Steve, Steve.
Uh-huh.
At uglybrothersllc.com. uglybrothersllc.com.
Okay. How'd you guys come up with that name?
Obviously the other guy. Yeah, it was definitely my brother.
Well, I wonder, that's an interesting name.
Yeah, no, it's nice that we, I mean, you know, that the customers don't forget it, you know.
Yeah, I had a customer that was Bad Girls Trucking. It kind of reminded me of that.
Right. It was some dude, huh, with a mustache.
No, actually, it was actually girls, like a sister, like sisters that own the company.
Oh,
right. Yeah, yeah. Okay, and just to kind of, just to clarify my information or my notes here, you're looking for, was it like 100? Was it 200?
No,
500. Yeah, 500. 500. How much of that do you need immediately?
What does that mean?
Like, do you need all 500 at one time, or is it kind of like spaced out?
What does spaced out mean? Is that how you take a loan?
Yeah, no, like, for example, let's just say, for example, you have, you know, the ARs that you're rating for, and they come up to be 200K. You know, you're just waiting for that 200K to come back. So you basically, really, you need $200,000.
Oh, no. We want to put $500,000 in the bank to sit and do nothing except cover my accounts receivables when they roll. That's all I do. And some people have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that. They have a problem with that. That's fine.
Okay.
This is what I want. If you can't do it, then, you know, I understand. Have a nice day.
Okay. No, I was just trying to clarify, because the thing is, you know, whatever you get funded, you pay the interest on the whole funded amount. So I just want to make sure we get the best deal for you, and I understand
taking
the situation.
It would be a $500,000 loan over, if you said your terms is 3 years, then it would be 3 years with a monthly payment of, and that's what we'll make a deal on. That's what I'll do an auto withdrawal for, and that's it. That's how we roll.
Okay.
I'm not late because people will take it right out of the bank. I got no problem with that. And
okay.
It's pretty simple.
Sounds good. If you're cool with paying the interest on your full amount, that's fine with me too. But I just want to make sure you know we get the right information for you and the right amount for you for your business.
Yeah, we like to. How do you put that? I like to make sure there's a cushion in there. You never know what
cushion
happens, especially
yeah.
with us. We roll. You know, tomorrow it could be like, I need four guys in Canada. I don't know if you've ever been to Canada, but the cost is outrageous. But, you know, we get reimbursed for it, but not the point.
Mm-hmm.
It's still, you got to fly to Canada, you got to pay a $200 a night hotel, you still,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, for us, it's peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting for our receivables to come in every month, and then make sure we make payroll and everything else.
Right. It makes sense. Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right, I'm going to go ahead and send this over to you, some info on our bank. And actually, maybe I'll send you, like, the one of the, what do you call it, the application, and you can just kind of look at it with the other three owners and see what you guys want to do.
Sure. Yeah, we'll take a look. And like I said, we'll see what way it rolls that way and see what how she comes up with it. Like I said, my wife's the one that takes care of all that, but... she's out of town. She'll be out of town until the next week, and then we'll go ahead and pass that along. And I know
Sounds
this is
good.
Something that we talked about, and and would like to move forward on, but obviously just haven't got time to get to it. So.
Right, right. Okay, sounds good. When would be like a good time for me to kind of just touch base with you?
Wednesday?
Wednesday? Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, that's tomorrow.
Wednesday next week.
Okay, okay.
We shouldn't get back till Monday.
Oh, okay.
Give us a few days to sit down and talk about it with the other, my brother.
Okay, sounds good. I'll call you on Wednesday. Do you think around the same time right now is good?
Yeah, well, whatever. Yeah,
okay.
Wednesday.
Okay.
All right.
All right, sounds good. Thanks,
and
Steve.
And your name was?
My name is Jia. It's J-I-A.
J-I-A?
Mm-hmm.
And you're with who?
Bank of Cardiff. That's C-A-R.
Mm-hmm.
D as in David, I-F-F.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Okay, talk to you soon.
All right, thanks.
Bye.